Work stopped in eastern Utah last winter at the first tar sands mine in the United States, but now investors and improving oil prices have cleared the way for the project to restart. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
A Canadian company called U.S. Oil Sands idled construction on the Tavaputs Plateau in February when oil prices had fallen below $30 a barrel. Now they're close to $50. And last week, the company announced that investors have contributed nearly $10 million to finish its bitumen processing plant. U.S. Oil Sands is using a citrus peel solvent to separate petroleum from the porous rock. Barclay Cuthbert is vice president of operations. He wants to show that mining tar sands this way won't leave toxic residue and vast waste ponds.
It's about proving the technology, and it's really going to show people that you can produce bitumen in ways that are very environmentally responsive.
Mine operators hope to be producing petroleum by the barrel before next year, but critics doubt the experiment. They say the mine puts Colorado River tributaries at risk and generates climate pollution. The group Utah Tar Sands Resistance is planning a protest camp next weekend. Climate activists in the Rising Tide Network hope their message goes global. One of them is Lauren Wood.
Just like any other corporation, these are zombie projects that always come back to haunt us. And until we make a true stand against dirty fossil fuels, they're going to keep coming back.
Protesters say they're planning actions all summer to reclaim the mine site with native plants, art, and song. Judy Faze, KUER News.